Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about what has happened to the organizers of the Freedom Convoy. They were arrested, or at least several of them have been arrested. I don't know if all of them have been picked up. I have not seen news about B.J. Dichter being picked up, and he was one of the primary names that you saw thrown around.
It's not a real name.
Well, whatever. He's a real person. And so presumably they have their ways of going after him, unless, of course, he's an agent for the state.
Yeah, with a fake name like B.J. Dichter.
Yeah. So it's Ian, Bonnie, and nobody in the studio. We can continue that discussion coming up here in moments. Also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com, because there is one really positive takeaway, certainly, that came out of the protest, and that is that if you want to avoid the government gang being able to stop you from supporting a freedom movement or a protest movement, then you got to turn to cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Head over to Bitcoin.com. You can click Get Started at the top of the page there and learn the basics about cryptocurrency. Learn about decentralization. Learn about blockchain technology. These are some newer concepts when it comes to money, and they're important to kind of get a grip on. So head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and you can do that there.
The government cannot by TikTok just freeze your cryptocurrency wallets. They cannot do that.
Not unless
it's on an exchange.
Yeah, if you have it on an exchange.
They can tell the exchange to do something with it.
Right. They can then freeze your money if you have it on an exchange. If you have your own wallet.
But anyone can move their money off an exchange. You don't have to have your money on an exchange. There's
correct.
No, you know, government that can tell you that you can't move your money from an exchange to a personal wallet like Edge Wallet or Exodus.
Well, as long as they haven't issued an order against you. If they issue an order against the exchange, then the exchange will lock your funds and you won't be able to move it.
Well,
so
yeah.
You want to get your funds
if
off
you're not
of the
somebody
exchange
who's
now.
Currently being prosecuted correct. By the government from Canada, who's saying that they can do that stuff. But
correct.
I'm just saying that because the government keeps saying, oh, we're freezing, the government of Canada keeps saying, oh, we're freezing people's wallets and assets in cryptocurrency without really explaining it. And people
that's 'cause
they're
don't lying.
Understand.
They're not doing
yeah,
that.
They're lying. Yeah, people don't understand that it can't be done if it's in a
right. A
wallet.
Judge can wave his magic wand and write his little order and say he's going to freeze your crypto wallet, but that doesn't mean anything when it comes to cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Unless it's on a centrally managed system like a Coinbase or a Kraken or one of these other exchanges out there. So beware of that.
I follow Bitcoin.com on Instagram, and they posted a story yesterday. Like, they didn't say anything about Canada or anything. They just said Bitcoin Cash. It cannot be frozen or seized with, like, a picture of a pig in an ice cube.
Nice.
I love it. Yeah, so check out Bitcoin.com and check out their news site at news.bitcoin.com for the latest headlines and what's going on in the world of crypto. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Major Payne.
Yeah, I like the ice cube and the pig. That was cute.
Yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
As far as the Canadian truckers, I would like to know how many bank accounts they have actually seized. And this will
they're not saying.
Trudeau tyrant. I mean, comparing the truckers to flying Nazi flags. Dude, this is exactly what Hitler did to the Jews. He took everything they had and burned them up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Justin Trudeau is much closer to a Nazi than any of the freedom protesters. That's
oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, appropriated... The idea of forcing people to submit to medical experiments from the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the audacity of this man to make that comparison when he himself is paddling the damn boat. I mean, good grief. But I was thinking about back in the 80s, they were peddling these Ukrainian brides. I remember seeing them in personal ads and, you know, magazines and whatnot.
Yeah.
And these were good-looking girls. But it seems
for sure.
to me the situation they got going on now, they might be thinking about having a scratch and dent sale or something. I don't know. It's getting weird.
Yeah, it's funny. The Ukrainian bride thing wasn't just an 80s thing. That's still going on to this day. I mean, and understandably, there are a lot of people that would like to get out of the former Soviet republics, and you know, they might not be able to easily afford to do that. So getting married to someone is a way to escape. And so that still goes on today. In fact, years ago, Mark had found some Ukrainian bride company online, and he wanted me and Daryl to go over there on one of their little tours or whatever you call it. And I did some research into it just out of curiosity and found out there's a lot of, like, scamminess when it comes to these setups. So you better be careful if you get into this stuff.
Well, it's a flesh peddling murder. It's going to be sketchy.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, Dan, you made my thought run right out of my ear with that one.
That's all right, man.
All right.
Thanks, Major. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What do you think about the Ukrainian brides, Sarah?
You know, I just kind of, you know, I'm wondering if they're coming, the Russian brides and all that, they were probably sent as spies. You know, to find out about the American country. That's more than what I think, you know.
Why couldn't they just...
I mean, it could be.
Come here.
You know?
Yeah, if they were spies, then I would think they would be well-funded and be easily able to relocate themselves. Usually the women in Ukraine who are looking to meet a man are needing help financially. That's why they're looking to meet some random guy from the Internet.
Well, and then also they could be leaking... American life information also. You know, I don't know.
Are you a Russian spy?
No, I am not a Russian spy. I'm an American Communist Party.
Shouldn't think about it,
and so I'm trying to educate the Americans not to fight the Russians. In fact, join the Russians and be on their side, you know? So I am not a spy. What do you call that? I'm just an
educator. Why do I want the Russians controlling my life instead of other Americans controlling my life?
Well, the communism is more of a fair system. because the capitalists, they just wring you out and leave you dirt poor and starving and freezing to death.
Wait a minute. Now, we're living in a country where nobody is starving to death, and I don't mean me, I mean the other nobody. But yet, do you know, but you didn't seem to sink in the conversation we had the other day. They literally starved millions of people to death. In the Soviet Union. Look it up, you idiot.
Wait a minute. Welfare is a communist system. That's why you guys hate it so much.
Welfare is not communism. Communism is much worse than the welfare state. The welfare state is a step toward communism, but until people are starving to death, you haven't achieved communism.
But there's plenty of starving people in New Mexico. It's one of the poorest states, and they're always asking for food donations and food boxes because they are starving.
And they get them. That's why they don't starve to death.
Yeah.
Like they did in the Ukraine. Millions of people starved to death.
There was no food to give away because the communist system is just not efficient at figuring anything out. They have no prices, and so therefore they have no market signals. They have no market. There's none of that.
I'll even fight with you another day.
There's no reason to fight, Sarah. The other day, you told me you don't read about this stuff, so we can't go off of, like, who learned something from history. But the other day, our caller Jessica from Missouri, she called in and said that when she was in high school, her class went to Russia in 1971, and she said everyone, even the party members, were starving and had cardboard shoes in the Soviet winter.
And that was in the better times.
And that was in the better times.
So that was in the 70s.
But the thing is, they're going to put out sanctions. They put out sanctions in every communist country. Venezuela, put Cuba, North Korea, they put...
once again, blaming the United States.
That they could...
So if your system can't work without trading with free people, how are you going to survive when there are no free people to trade with?
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciated the number here, 603-283-6160. Great point, nobody. 603-283-6160. And besides, ridiculous the idea that these places could not sustain themselves without the help of the United States. Venezuela is plenty lush. They can grow all the food they...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's me, Ian.
It's me, Bonnie.
And nobody.
And coming up in just a few months from now, 4 months away, basically, at this point, you can join us for ForkFest 2022. It's the sixth annual ForkFest. And what is ForkFest? How would you describe it, nobody? What is ForkFest?
ForkFest is a little preview of freedom.
Hmm.
It's a group of people hanging out in a campground and pretty much doing what they want, you know?
Basically.
Being who they are, being left free to do it.
It's kind of like an open source camping festival. You get to decide what happens. It's up to you to create the things that happen. So, you know, if you want somebody to cook, you should probably be the one cooking. If you want to throw a, you know, if you want to have a poker game, you should probably bring a poker table and some chips.
And you poker, you brought her.
Poker up front, liquor in the rear, I think that's how it goes.
Yep.
Or the other way around.
Liquor in the front and poker in the rear.
That's it. Anyway, check out forkfest.party. Whatever you want to happen, maybe it'll happen if you don't do it, but if you do bring whatever it is you want to the table, then you are guaranteed to have what you want happening, because it's really all about the self-starters, the doers, the people that are willing to create. That's ultimately who should be attracted, I think, to ForkFest. But if you just want to come hang out at a campsite with other freedom-loving people, you can do that, too. You don't have to create anything. You can just put a tent up or bring your RV. Just get your site from Rogers Campground, which is located in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It all happens right after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, in the very same location. So what you want to do is mark your calendar June 27th through July 3rd for ForkFest. But if you want to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you want to be there the week before that. Now, there are tickets for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and those are nearing sellout status. So I can't say whether or not they're sold out yet, but over a week ago, they were at 82% sold out. So check them out. It's a pretty good event. It's an amazing event, actually. And then ForkFest follows it up the next week. So ForkFest, and we're planning on broadcasting from both of those events, by the way, June 27th through July 3rd. And what better way to celebrate Independence Day than to be around other freedom-loving activists here in New Hampshire? We've told you a lot about the migration here to New Hampshire. There's all these great things happening here. There's nothing like the movement here in New Hampshire. We have the largest concentration of freedom-loving activists on the planet, and it's only getting bigger as time goes on. It's just an amazing group of people to be around, and this gives you a taste of what it's like, because you could be around these people all year round. That's just up to you, is whether or not you want to actually pick up your life and make the move. And so a great way to kind of test the waters, test the community out, and get a feel for it is to come up here during the Porcupine Freedom Festival and then the ForkFest, which happens June 27th through July 3rd. Go to ForkFest.party, the unofficial website, to learn more. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we've got El Conejo calling us from out west. El Conejo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was calling about the Freedom Convoy in the U.S., and did I hear that they're going to Washington, D.C.? Is that where they're headed?
There's a rumor that, according to a website calling itself the People's Convoy, let me get the actual URL for you, peoplesconvoy.org. Well, I thought it was .org. Anyway, I'll find it for you. Anyway, the People's Convoy, oh, it's the People's Convoy. So thepeoplesconvoy.org is claiming that there will be an American Freedom Convoy starting as soon as 2 days from now. So this Wednesday is expected to start in California and then expected to travel across the United States, ending in Washington, D.C., on, some people were saying it was going to be March 1st, but now they're saying it is going to be March 5th. So they're going to take a good 10 days, roughly, to drive across the country.
It's kind of weird because, I mean, we're on the radio and we're always asking if anyone has any information on a United States convoy, trucker convoy, call in and let us know. And I just haven't heard much about it. And, you know, we're on the radio, so truckers have to be listening.
Two people emailed me, but neither of them were professional drivers. Hmm. And those people emailed me this website, the People's Convoy.org.
Yeah, and that could just be some kind of a federal trap website where did they want you to sign up and put your name on there?
That's the thing that disturbs me about it is they do have a trucker's register here.
Yeah.
And that to me seems really suspicious. But they do say they're also working with an organization called the American Civil, not the ACLU, the American Foundation for Civil Liberties and Freedom. And I believe that's a legitimate organization. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what, if anything, comes to, you know, is created in California on Wednesday. But that's what I've heard, El Conejo.
Well, I think it's a bad idea for two reasons.
Why?
One, they're giving Washington, D.C. way too much headline, way too much legitimacy by going there.
Mm.
Two, they're kind of playing into that dumb propaganda January 6th narrative.
Mm.
And, well, I guess a third point is they should be going to the same crossings that the Canadian truckers are protesting and lend them solidarity from across the other side of the Greek border, maybe even Mexico.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
I agree with that. I think it's kind of sad that there weren't more Americans that went up and just stood on the other side of the border of all of the border crossings that the Canadians were clogging, because, I mean, the Canadian government can send their cops to go kill people at the borders and stop them, the Canadians, but they couldn't do anything about the Americans on the other side. But
well, I think our caller from Calgary did say that there were some Americans participating on the American side over in whatever that town
Montana
was in Alberta.
Oh, well, yeah.
In Montana. But now, supposedly, those have been broken up by the Canadian government. At least that's what they're saying. We have not heard, you know, from the protesters' side of things as far as whether or not the border crossing protests continue. But, you know, that I guess we're just going to see how this goes, El Conejo. It's hard to really believe this is going to become a real thing.
Because we haven't been pushed hard enough. Like, there isn't as heavy as a hand with the COVID stuff as there is in Canada here
correct.
In the United States. So I just really don't think that people have an actual
motivation
to do it.
Well, the vaccines are affecting U.S. truckers, too, both
yes.
borders.
That's why I think the borders are a good idea, but not going to D.C. necessarily.
Yeah, and that would, of course, decentralize the event, right? Because the big concern here is if this is real, if this really becomes a real trucking, you know, event across the country, then we know the U.S. government isn't going to sit still for this. The Canadian government got caught with their pants down because, I don't know, I think they thought it wasn't real.
Historically, they're not as bloodthirsty as the American government.
Yeah, that's true. But they did get caught, and they got embarrassed by this protest, and it was wonderful to watch for 3 weeks. I just don't think you're going to see the same lackadaisical attitude by the U.S. federal gang when we know that after January 6th, they brought in troops into the streets in D.C. So they've already done in D.C., what they're doing now in Ottawa. It was after January 6th. Remember when they brought in like tens of thousands of National Guard troops and they set up checkpoints and they squozed D.C. Under the iron fist?
Yep.
They did
that. I'm still giving away Monero, by the way. Hashtag CryptoConvoy or CryptoConvoy 2022. So if you just post something to CryptoConvoy on social media and Twitter, I will find you or you reach out to me and I'll send you Monero.
Thanks, El Conejo. Thanks for the call tonight. We got more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And you can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Russia announced on Monday that Moscow will recognize the independence of two separatist regions in eastern Ukraine, a move that the West fears could lead to an invasion. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson reacts to the news.
The UK will continue to do everything we can to stand by the people of Ukraine with a very robust package of sanctions.
Based on the news out of Russia, a senior White House official telling reporters any plans for a summit between President Biden and Vladimir Putin are now off. Washington, D.C. officials say they're bracing for a possible truckers' convoy in March. The People's Convoy has been protesting COVID mandates and now have been hinting at a possible D.C. rally to coincide with President Biden's State of the Union speech on March 1st. USA Radio News. The last of the 76,000 Afghan evacuees pulled out of the country last summer have been finally released into the United States, the government announcing over the weekend, just as a report says they were not fully vetted. The Pentagon's inspector general saying he has no idea where most of them are after an audit last week. The State Department adding this marks the largest surge of migrant resettlement in a half century. While there's no timetable on if and when a fourth COVID booster may be recommended, an FDA spokesman did confirm they are looking into new data to evaluate future possible COVID vaccines. As far as who will need that fourth booster, Dr. Megan Rainey is an emergency physician. She tells CNN,
people who are immunosuppressed, those folks should be going out and getting their fourth shot because it is the equivalent of a third shot for the rest of us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and nobody in the studio here tonight. We're talking about the, we weren't talking about, but somebody else brought up the People's Convoy, because that's what you can do on Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And the People's Convoy is a website. So far, it's just a website, but they're saying it's going to be a real convoy going across the United States, starting in California, and then 10 days later ending in Washington, D.C. Apparently, there's another convoy that is being planned. I found another news story here from, I don't even know if this is a real website, newsnationnow.com, but it talks about the People's Convoy, but it says there's a competing convoy, but it doesn't mention what it is, so I don't know. We'll see if another one manifests somewhere else. But as our last caller pointed out, there does need to be another option. There needs to be something, you know, for instance, maybe at the borders of the U.S. and Canada to show solidarity with what was going on up in Canada. But according to this same station, the Washington, D.C. police are already activating extra officers According to the story here, as of Wednesday, 500 officers per day will join so-called civil disturbance units to respond to any protests, and an additional 200 or so officers will work traffic duty. So they're already ramping this thing up, just on the rumor that there might be a protest, there might be a convoy.
We got to make sure people don't get out there and express their opinions.
D.C. just seems like totally the wrong place to do it if it was going to happen all. Like, I think that the best thing to do would be to go to the borders with Canada and possibly even Mexico. Well, yeah, Mexico makes sense, too, because the truckers from Mexico and Canada are being forced to get vaccinated now. But
I don't think that Mexico has that policy, but it might.
No,
I have
it's
not
the
heard.
U.S. It's the our federal government.
Correct.
That people
the U.S.
can.
Has
so that's
that
what I'm
policy.
Saying. So
Canada has that policy. I just don't know if Mexico does as well.
That's why they probably haven't like risen up or anything, but they're probably not going to do business with. Yeah, maybe Mexico's not a good idea. They're probably, if they don't want to get vaccinated, they're probably just like, okay, then I'm not going to drive my truck across the U.S. border. But anyways, if you can't do the border for whatever reason, I think the next best idea would be to go to a city where they're forcing people to have the vax passports, like maybe New York City.
New York City, Chicago.
Even like
New
Albany.
York City.
Or San Francisco, something like that. It seems like a better idea than D.C. I don't know that D.C. isn't doing the passports. They might be, but they just seem to be like, that's like wanting to die. Like, yeah, there was a thing earlier this year where
you
some
just
guy...
walking into the lion's den, that
yeah,
sort of thing? Yeah.
Earlier this year, 2021, there was some big story about some van that was just parked outside of one of their precious buildings, remember? And then, like, they went up and checked him for bombs and all this stuff. Like, it was just this big deal they were making out of it. I don't remember really what came out of it. Maybe you were in jail.
District D.C. police are canceling time off for officers between February 22nd and March 5th. So if you had been a police officer in Washington, D.C. and you'd requested time off, that has now been canceled.
Well, just murder people. You get a paid vacation.
It's true. It's sad but true. Let's talk to Vernon. He's on the line in New Orleans. Vernon.
So I read one of the triggering points for the Canadian government in those protests was the people in a hot tub right in front of Parliament. And I was just wondering if y'all had ever seen any videos. I've tried to find that, but I just haven't been able to find that. But I just think
what
it would be hilarious.
What was this? A video of people in a hot tub triggered the protests? Is that what you were saying?
No. Triggered the end of the protests. Like the Canadian government, one of the triggering points for them to decide to end the protests was the fact that there was a hot tub on the flatbed right in front of Parliament and people just hanging out and they're partying. And I didn't know if y'all had seen a video of that or not. I wanted to kind of see how that was set up.
I remember hearing about it. I don't recall if I saw the imagery of it, but that's hilarious.
Oh, very funny, yeah. And there was a good story on the Wall Street Journal website about, you know, the internal thinking of the Canadian government with that. And I think the Prime Minister saw images of that on the news, and that was, like I said, one of the things. And then the other things like people partying and some music, the DJs.
Oh, yeah. The government hates it when you don't take them seriously. They hate that. If you're having a good time at your protest, they really hate that, too.
Yeah, exactly. Were there any injuries? This is my last question. I'll get off the air. Were there any injuries or anybody hurt?
You mean besides the people that were trampled and attacked by the police, the Ottawa police and the Quebec police and the Toronto police?
Lots of people got, you know, like smacked in the face with a huge stick by cops.
Or in the ribs.
Or in the ribs.
Knocked down, trampled by horses. Is that what you mean by injuries?
Pepper sprayed,
I think we lost
gas
them.
Canisters shot at them, and then, of course, you know, the gas that's illegal warfare, really.
But if by what he means is, you know, did anyone get injured, at least from the protesters? No. I've not heard of any stories like that.
And you know that they would be talking about it constantly.
Oh, yeah.
If a protester, like, hit a police officer or something, you know, they would never stop talking about it. So, pretty sure it didn't happen.
Yeah, the cops would make, and thanks, Vernon, for the call. I think we lost your call. But the cops in Toronto, or sorry, in Ottawa, on their Twitter account, would make statements about how protesters are attacking us. That's why we're wearing helmets and
protesters
carrying batons,
are throwing fuel at us. But there was so many live streams going on at once. I mean, Ian, we're watching them for days, and
surely they could have footage of it. I mean, if there was a protester who attacked the police, we know the police had cameras. Like if you watch the footage of the live streamers, you can see the cops are holding their own video cameras, and the cops also have body cams as well. So the cops were camered up as much as the protesters. So if they want to prove that a real protester actually, you know, came at them in some sort of violent manner, surely they've got the footage to prove that and the charges to back it up, but they haven't actually proven any of that.
The truth is, as far as we can tell, there wasn't a single violent incident. There wasn't a single... No, there was
by the
a
protesters.
Single... Confederate flag that got run off
early
after
on
10 minutes.
Yeah, like in the first week.
A guy wearing a freaking mask.
Yeah,
the guy though with the flag was
and there were no swastikas.
Nope,
that's all lies.
And some businesses stayed open and they got a lot of business, just as we predicted. So, too bad for all those businesses that closed their doors because some employee complained about the protest.
And 2 days ago, I think it was, or maybe yesterday, the police went to some cafe there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it was called, Ian?
Not offhand.
They went to some cafe that's on Parliament Hill.
One of the ones that was open during the protest.
That had been staying open during the protest, and they were telling them to close, and they didn't want to, so there was arrests made.
Oh, they actually arrested people there?
I'm not sure if it was the owners or what, but there was some kind of, the people didn't want to close, and they were being forced to close, and then there was arrests made.
Wow.
That's a rumor.
Wow.
Well, I did see footage from inside a cafe where the police were standing outside shouting at them through the closed door, and the cafe owner turns the sign to close or turns off the open sign and says, look, we're not open. We're not letting you in. We don't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
He says to the police, I don't trust you.
Well...
And
a wise man.
They apparently threatened to smash the glass, but I guess they didn't do that, and he didn't open the door, so he called their
bluff. That didn't make him trust them?
No. So according to Ottawa Police's propaganda account, they claim that 103 people out of 191 arrests, 103 of them were charged. Because remember, we heard the protesters were saying they were being arrested and just cut loose. Ottawa Police is claiming they have charged over 100, and 89 of them have been released with conditions that include a boundary that they are not allowed to attend. So they are not allowed to go back within a certain area of the city of Ottawa on their bail conditions. So we got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Coming up, the leaked messages, allegedly, from...
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Galva DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Galva DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Phones are open, as always, here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Bonnie.
Nobody. Phones open. You bring up what you want. Meanwhile, we got the leaked RCMP messages. RCMP is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. That's basically the equivalent of the FBI here in the United States. They're the National Police Force there in Canada. And they weren't all mounted when they were in Ottawa. There were some mounted officers, and those were the ones that trampled the old lady on the walker and somebody else. I think there was at least two people trampled.
Yeah, in the video you can see two, I think, women.
But RCMP was you know, decked out like the rest of the jackbooted thugs there on the streets of Ottawa. And apparently, according to RebelNews.com, who was on the streets, there one of their reporters was attacked violently by the police, shot in the leg with some sort of a tear gas canister at one point, and it hurt a lot. She was quite injured by that. But Rebel News with a story here that broke a couple days ago that somebody leaked a group chat. So cops like to chat on the internet, too, with each other. Kind of like we've got our own chat rooms here in the Liberty Movement, and I'm sure many of them are infiltrated by the police. But every now and then, some cop decides to release some of the things that his buddies were saying because he or she thinks that it might have been inappropriate. As of yesterday, the RCMP has issued a statement confirming that the texts are being looked into. The RCMP is aware of material circulating on social media pertaining to a chat group that includes some of its members, and we can confirm we are looking into the matter.
So does that mean that they're confirming that they're legit?
It sounds like it.
Does sound like it.
In what appear to be authentic screenshots of the RCMP musical ride team currently in Ottawa to assist...
What does that mean?
I don't know. It sounds like code. Musical ride. To assist in the crackdown on peaceful protesters in the capital city, here's a surprise. The members of that group bragged about using brutal force. Over the last 24 hours in Ottawa, and this is written a couple days ago, police have deployed pepper spray and canisters on demonstrators, arrested dozens, turns out there were over 190 arrests over the last few days, and trampled two people with horses. Rebel News' Alexa Lavoie was struck brutally with a baton, shot at close range with a pepper canister, which then broke, burning her face and eyes. In the chat room, RCMP musical ride member Andrew Nixon sent a picture of a pint of beer, hoping for his chance to abuse the protesters. Quote, "Don't kick all of them out until next week's group gets our turn," he said. Another member, Robin Thibault, remarks about accommodations police are being given in Ottawa, saying, "Nice downtown in the Chateau Laurier." So one person that was reporting on these scenes gave the estimate that police were being paid thousands of dollars a day in overtime.
Yeah, like 4,000 Canadian dollars a day.
Just to be out there cracking people's heads.
And they love doing it anyway.
They sure do. Remember Nobody when there was, it was probably like a decade ago, it was either the DNC or the Republican National Committee, there was police that got caught for manufacturing, like the police union was manufacturing T-shirts, like commemorative T-shirts that said, and it had like an image, a cartoon image of a glowering cop holding a baton, like patting it in his hand, and the text on the shirt said, "We get up early to beat the crowds."
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is that same kind of mentality. And, of course, you know, the people that defend the police will say, "Oh, no, it's just a few bad apples." No, that was the police union that was doing that.
Well, I'll tell you what. If a few bad apples, if the apples were killing as many people as the police kill, there would be a congressional investigation into the apple industry.
Yeah, and by the way, the rest of the phrase is a few bad apples spoils the bunch.
Yes, it has.
And then one of the other agents, Andrew Nixon, this was in a quote-unquote private chat group, joked about police brutality, saying, quote, "Time for the protesters to hear our jackboots on the ground." After being admonished for his remarks by another group member, Nixon mocked the protesters, saying, quote, "Okay, we can give out free hugs and unicorn stickers," unquote. A member named Marka laughs off the prior night's trampling of two demonstrators, one of which had a mobility scooter, by saying, quote, "Just watched the horse video. That is awesome. We should practice that maneuver." So, and then there's images of...
I want to say it's shocking, but it's really not. Like, they wouldn't be doing it if they didn't enjoy it.
And they wouldn't be saying these things if they didn't think their buddies had the same mindset.
Yeah, because they're mob mentality people. They want to be, they're people, you know, they want to be liked by their group.
Right.
And
so make fun of the protesters, threaten violence, relish violence. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, if they felt like these opinions that they held were freak opinions, were unwelcome opinions, they certainly wouldn't be saying them in a chat group amongst their co-workers.
No.
Also included in the chat group were photos of the police officers sitting at the banquet tables at the hotel. So, like, the Chateau Lelier that they were staying at. They're at the banquet tables eating, you know, very nice hotel dinners, which, you know, if you've ever ordered dinner...
large at our expense.
Yeah, yeah.
Canadian people's expense.
Yeah, if you've ever looked at a fancy hotel's menu, you know it isn't cheap. To order dinner there. So they were just having a good old time, and it's only cops in this hotel, by the way. Like, every person in this hotel room with the banquet area is just all cops.
I'd quit if I worked at that hotel.
So that's it. That's the story. I'm sure not the worst thing that these cops were saying, but that's what we got leaked out. That's what has been released. And like they're saying, these look legit. As far as there's no one saying that wasn't these cops. The RCMP isn't denying it.
Yeah.
So.
Is that they're looking into it, but they didn't say, oh, this isn't us. They would say that immediately if it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. So there you have it. That's the latest on what's been going on in Ottawa. And we're waiting to see now what is next. Because a lot of the protesters in Ottawa, if you were watching any of the live streams, they would say things to the extent of, this isn't over. You know, you guys may remove us from the city of Ottawa, but
we can always come back.
Yeah, we can come back, and we're not going to forget this. And I think that's one of the most important things that happened here is the state once again showed its true colors. The protesters put them in a position to where either they looked, you know, we discussed this before about civil disobedience. You either make the state look impotent because it does nothing about your civil disobedience, or you make the state look like a bunch of violent thugs because they cracked down. And so first they looked impotent for a few weeks, and then they cracked down. And so if there were people sitting on the fence, well, now they have even more ammunition to say that the state is evil, the state is violence, the state is heartless, the state is just faceless and just awful and inhumane towards other people. One nice other benefit that we've gotten out of this is there's a lot of people who might describe themselves as conservative who are now turning the corner against the police, which is good.
Becoming anarchists?
I wouldn't say they're becoming anarchists, but they are at the very least critical now of the police. I saw a Twitter poll earlier today with over 5,000 responses asking specifically for conservatives to respond to how they feel about the police and backing the blue, and only like, I don't know, 5% of them are still backing the blue, and the rest of them are between being completely anti-police and questioning the police and starting to feel differently about the police. So they're not winning themselves any friends.
Time.
Yeah, they're not winning hearts and minds by doing what they did to the people in Ottawa. And I think that's a good thing. I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's a great thing. Let's go to the phones here. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is Major.
Oh, sorry, Major. We only let you do one call per night, so I apologize about that. Do appreciate you reaching out to us. Now, if you do want to call the show, we will be returning tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And we do have a chat server, so if you want to connect with other Free Talk Live listeners, you can do that over at chat.freetalklive.com. There are step-by-step instructions there as to how to get on our Matrix server where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock. And it's free. It's open source.
Yep, this Ottawa situation is the first time in 2020 in United States or Canada, I don't really know about Mexico, where the police have been extremely violent, this violent, against people who are just opposing the mandate. So hopefully enough conservatives see that and realize it can happen in the United States, and they're changing their minds about cops.
In 12 days, it might happen in Washington, D.C., so we'll see how the People's Convoy plays out, and we'll let you know more coming up tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.